I just don't know how long you keep him. A hog will go tomorrow, get around 200 pounds, from 180 to 220.
I see.
But now, if you call him, let him go on down. Some of these old big males will weigh 600 pounds, and sows will weigh that much. And
they get old.
They get older, you know. You keep them, they're still hogs, but they don't go in that class of, you know, a top hog.
Is a hog male, or can a hog, when you say hog, does that mean either male or female?
Yeah.
Okay, now that's by weight. When you're classifying.
But now a male
pig,
don't.
Shoat and hog, now that's by weight, right?
Yeah, well, a male don't go in with no. If they don't classify him, they don't eat, they don't kill them kind. You see, it'll kill a gilt or a bar like that, but they don't kill no males, you know.
They don't kill a bull?
No. Well, some of them kill them, but they're not put on the market.
Oh, I see. Then most of those that go on the market
have been worked on, yeah.
Then a shoat would get up to what point before you'd start calling?
Well, around 100 pounds, something like that.
Okay. Is there a name for the little scroungy pig out of the litter?
Call him a runt.
Okay. The stiff hair found on a hog's neck are his.
Well, that is bristle.
Okay. And particularly on a wild hog, there are some big teeth that stick out.
Oh, them is tushes.
Okay. Do they have any wild hogs in this area?
Oh, no, no. You know, you need to be a hog in this country. That's in a pen.
Oh. Did you ever hear a wild hog call anything? Mountain rooter, or
well, they call them razorback, little wild hog. That's all I've ever heard them call.
Would a razorback be a wild hog, or would it be a?
No,
breed?
Well, he wouldn't have to be. There's a kind of a hog that you call a razorback, but he's not a very high class hog.
When you say high class, that means the meat isn't all that terrific. There are a number of words that people use for castrating male animals. Would they be, I noticed you said he'd been worked on, would you ever use altered?
Yeah, some of them say, but we altered that cat out there, men only did that.
You two did it?
Yeah, we did it.
I had to hold him. I wouldn't have held him. Come on, that poor cat.
Well, he's a good cat, man. You are at all.
Having you two people, my word. I wouldn't know how to begin. What do you call it then when you did it to the cat?
I worked on it.
You worked on it. Okay, now what I'm really trying to find out is, would the word you use change with the animal? What would you say about a horse?
Well, you castrate him.
You castrate a horse. What do you do to a hog?
Well, you castrate it. You can call it castrating or working on either one.
Oh, I see. Okay, then the cat, you'd say you worked on him.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's what I was trying to get clear. What about a dog?
Well, I never have worked on many dogs, but I have worked on a few.
You'd say worked on?
Yeah.
Okay. The sound that a calf makes when he's being weaned.
A what?
A calf.
A sign, a ball, hollering.
Did you say blate?
He blates a lot when he's being weaned. He'll holler a lot. The cow will holler a lot too. He's separated.
Is that the same as bawling? Bawling is when he's
being
weaned too. Okay. What about a cow or a calf at feeding time? What's the sound they make then?
They come big and if they moo or something like that when they want to be fed.